All right, we already mentioned it. Brother and Sister Prime will be sharing some things with us tonight. We have great respect and admiration for Brother and Sister Prime. They are elders and pillars in our church, and we always have an open ears, and we have an open heart to receive whatever it is they want to offer to us. And tonight, they are going to do that, and we're going to go ahead and transfer it over now, I believe, to Sister Prime to begin with. Sister Prime.
God bless you, church. God is so good. We have so much to be thankful for. I am so thankful and ever so grateful. We are blessed with our pastor and First Lady, Sister Clark. And God bless each and every one of you, our Truth Church family. We do love you. And Brother Ray, we are keeping you in prayer through this time. God bless you. And Sister Alice. As Brother Vic was saying about Wednesday night service, earlier I had shared with some of the sisters, still savoring Wednesday night service, the powerful song of our very own Sister Kendra, "Bless Us with Touching Jesus is All That Really Matters." It's found in the book of Mark, chapter 5. 23 through 34. I'm not going to read all of those, but you can go back and read it. I'll just read a couple of the verses. Verse 28 said, "For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And then skipping down to verse 34, "And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Touching Jesus is all that really matters. Believe when you call on his name. No matter what we have need of or what craziness surrounds us, God's got it. And also, if you miss Wednesday night, go back and visit Brother Roseberry, like Brother Bitch had said, speaking about inconvenient, insufficient, inadequate, insecure. That was so good. If you missed it, do go back and listen. I'm sure many of you, I'm sure many honest people could somehow relate to that. Thank you so much. God bless you and keep each and every one of you in prayer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Prime. All right, Brother Prime.
Hello, church. You know what? I know now that I'm in the will of God for this. When I got a text message from Brother Vic this afternoon about my wife, Marie, my good wife, Marie, and myself doing this couple's devotion tonight, basically, Marie, we did not talk about this one bit, but my thought was, as soon as I heard it, got that text, my thought was, touching Jesus is all that really matters. I'm going to go a little bit different than my wife did, but you know what? That's coincidental, but that's our God. We didn't talk about what either one of us were going to talk about tonight, but you know what? God knew, and God laid it on my heart at work while I was at work, and apparently he laid it on my good wife's heart at home, and you know what? Thank God for that. I appreciate that. Again, too, I want to thank my pastor, Brother Clifford Clark, Sister Kathy Clark. My Lord, where would we be as a church without the pastor and the good pastor's wife? I'm so thankful that we have church. We have a good man of God and a good First Lady that can guide us and lead us through these troubled times of life right now, and it is a little bit difficult as things go on, but you know what? We're going to make it through as a church. I believe that with all my heart. I really do. I want to thank also my wife, Marie. Many years we've been married now, more than 40 years. She's a good one. She's a keeper, and I love her dearly. And thank you, Marie, for being a good wife. Amen to that. Brother Vic, I want to thank you, too, for all the work you do in the church and everything you do with all these devotions. Definitely time-consuming. Definitely a lot of thought and prayer into it. And you know what, Brother Vic, thank you so much. I know the church feels the same way. Amen to that. I'm going to start off here with prayer first. You know what? I'm not just here to say a few words. I'm here because I want God's will in what I say tonight. Amen, church. I'm here tonight because touching Jesus is really all that really matters. Amen. We need this. We need to learn this. And I'm going to say a few things that were on my heart. I don't have a lot of scriptures tonight. My wife read a scripture, and I'll be reading another one here in a little bit. But what I'm going to give you tonight is some thoughts upon my heart as we as a church coming together during this time of the pandemic, during this time of the crisis in our life and in the world, what we need to do, and that's touch Jesus in a great and mighty way. Amen? We need that, church. We need to come together as a church and as a body and touch him, because this, through the touching of Jesus Christ, all things are going to be taken care of. All things are going to be taken care of in our lives that we are reaching for as individuals and also as a church. Amen to that? Amen. You know what? What touching Jesus can do through prayer and faith, I want you to realize this. You know what? A lot of times we pray and we don't really have an understanding of what we're doing. You know what? We're reaching out to the God of glory, the God that created everything and every one of our lives and in this world. And you know what? We need to honor that and understand what we are doing. We're reaching out to our God, and we want to touch him. In a service time, let's come together at service at nighttime, you know, or whenever our services are, you know what, we have pre-service prayer. That's not just a time to gather together and say a few prayers and maybe call a few names in your heart and your mind. No, this is a time to reach out to the God, of glory, that we need him to come in, because if we can touch him, church, he's going to touch us. And there's needs in our church, there's needs in every one of our lives. And the only way that we can get these needs taken care of is by touching our God. And by touching our God, we have to worship, we have to pray, we've got to learn how to pray to touch God. And I'm jumping ahead of myself, but we need to learn to touch God in such a way, amen, not only for our own needs, but for the needs of the church, amen, because we are a body. We are coming together, amen. We're in this together, church. We're in this together, and I don't just mean talking about the pandemic and everything going on, the crisis in our lives, but we're in this together to make heaven our home, to take everybody with us that we can. And I mentioned this, I believe it was on Sunday morning when I was leading everybody in prayer. I want to bring my family with me. It's time for revival in our families, church. It's time for our loved ones to come in and be saved, amen. And the only way this is going to happen is by us touching God for their needs. They might not have a revelation of this truth. They might not have a desire. But you know what? We know how to touch Jesus. And if we can learn this, I'm going to call it a secret. It's not really a secret, but it's a way of touching God that will move him. And God will say, I heard your prayer. The answer's on the way. And my Lord, we need this like everything else in life that we need. We need this even abundantly more, food, shelter, all that. That's fine. And Danny, we need that. But touching Jesus is the main thing. And we need to get a hold of him in such a way that every time we come together, amen, we have a move of God. I mean, that's every time we come together, guys. We need to get the mind of God. How do you get the mind of God? Listen to this. You spend time with somebody, amen, enough time, a parent, a grandparent, a friend, whatever, you eventually, talking to them, you're going to know what's on that person's heart and their mind, amen? Well, that's the same thing with God. God will reveal to us, amen, the things that are on his heart and on his mind for us as individuals and for us as a church. But we have to touch him for that. We have to get a desperation, a boldness in our prayer, a desire like no desire we've had before. We need to step out of our comfort zone, step out of the things that we feel, hey, you know what, I'm going to pray tonight, but you know what? I want to go above and beyond the prayer that I just normally do. Amen. You know, when I first came in the church, amen, I remember people were struggling and having problems, and we used to say they need to pray through. They need to pray through. Amen. That's the same thing as touching God. They need to pray through. Church, we need to pray through. We need to learn how to get a hold of God for each other, for our own personal lives, and for everything that's going on around and about us. We have the power of the Holy Ghost, and we're able to be overcomers of any situation that comes our way if we'll touch Jesus for those needs. Amen? I want to read this scripture. This is one of my favorite scriptures. And it's very, very important. And what you all know it. It's Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Okay? There's a couple ways I can go on this, okay? Seek ye first. What's that mean? Well, I believe two different ways, guys. This is Brother Stan. You might not feel this way, but this is Brother Stan, and since I'm the one doing the devotion tonight, I'm going to tell you how I feel. And my thing is, first, when we get out of bed in the morning, we need to thank God before our feet hit the ground. We need to seek him first, amen? If we have time, we need to pray right at that moment for a few moments' time and tell God, thank you, Lord. I'm seeking you, God, because, God, there's needs in my life that I want you to take care of, and those needs are only going to be met if I touch you first. We need to seek his face, amen? The other one is, amen, we need to talk to the Lord. Seek him first. Come close to the Lord, amen. Do we pray like we really, really need something? Is there a boldness in our prayer? Is there a desire in our prayer to touch the Lord for the needs? Are we going through the motions? Are we just going through the ritual? And I'm not picking on anybody. Brother Stan has down days, too. And one of these times, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about prayer, about my prayer life. But I'm not going to do that tonight. But what I want to talk to you about is, you know, touching Jesus is all that really matters. Amen. And we need to get a hold of him, church, in a way that that we haven't done yet. Amen. I know we have good services. I feel it, guys. I'm not putting us down, but I really believe with all my heart there's a step above where we're at right now that God wants to fulfill, not only in the church as one body, but also in individual lives, and bring us to the place, amen, where we know without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to take care of those needs, because he's going to let us know through our prayers and through our revelation of the things that he's given to us as individuals. Amen? The gifts of the Spirit. I want to talk a little bit about the gifts of the Spirit. This is just thoughts, guys, that came to me while I was working today in a hot environment. Man, I'll be glad when it cools down, guys. That's another reason I don't want to go to hell. Man, I work in a hot enough area out there in the desert, but anyhow, these thoughts came to me after I got that. And you know what? The gifts of the Spirit in our church, I want to see these fulfilled in such a way, guys. I want to see everyone that wants to be used of God to be used of God. You know, we have some of the gifts of the Spirit, tongues, interpretation, some various other things come our way here and there. But you know what? I want to see them all. I want to see all the gifts of the Spirit. The only way those are going to come about is by us seeking God's face and touching him. And you say, well, who's going to be the ones that are going to be used? You are. You are the church of the living God, the ones that are filled with the Holy Ghost. You might say, well, Brother Stan, I don't know if I can do it. You can do it if you get a hold of God, because God will give you that ability, that capability to be able to be used of God in the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. And our pastor will guide you and lead you so you'll be perfected at that. That's very important, the gifts of the Spirit. We've got to have that. Also, in the gifts of the Spirit, is the gift of healing. My wife mentioned Brother Ray. Brother Ray, if you're listening tonight, I love you and your wife dearly. I know you're going through a big thing right now, but you know what? I believe with all my heart and all every inch of faith that I can muster up that, hallelujah, we're going to touch God, and you're going to pull through this, Brother Ray, and you're going to come out whole in Jesus' name. I believe that with all my might. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. The last thing I want to talk about here, and I'll cut it short here, is touching Jesus is more than just speaking a few words in tongues. Okay? Now think about this. Guys, I want you to pray. I want you to get a hold of God. Don't get me wrong. I'm not picking on anybody. But you know what? There's a time in our spiritual walk where every one of us need to get alone. You need to get alone, just you and Jesus. And you need to pray. And you need to seek God. And you might be, excuse me, you might be to the point where you say, well, I touched God. But that's the time where you got to go, I got to go a little bit farther. There's a realm, there's a place in Him that's just a little bit farther. And if we can do that, touching Jesus is all that really matters. When you hit that place, when you're in that realm, amen, things are going to begin to happen in your life. Things are going to begin to happen in the church's life as a body of believers. I believe that. And we're going to see mighty, mighty things come our way, church. This is not a time, you know, to kick back. I know, you know, the pandemic's caused havoc. I know that we're outside. We're kind of in a relaxed atmosphere outside. No, no, no. This isn't the time to relax. This isn't the time to get a hold of God. He's standing at the door. God's going to be coming any time, any moment, any day. I don't know when it is, but this is the time for the church to unite. This is the time for the church to come together. This is the greatest time in the history of the church that's ever happened. And we, as a church, Truth Church, need to be right at the front of it and right seeing everything happen before our very eyes. Amen? Amen. I want to say something to Brother Chris. If you're listening tonight, Brother Chris, you're one of the newest members in our church. You know what? I see you praying and seeking God, getting a hold of God many, many times. Brother Chris, don't give that up, brother. God's got a ministry for you. God's got something for you if you'll just seek His face. Amen. Don't worry about anything else. Keep praying. Keep seeking God. But this goes along for all of us, church. We can get a hold of God if we just make up our minds and say, you know what? I'm tired of messing around. You know, I've kind of dibble-dabbled a little bit in prayer and dedication, but now's the time I've decided I'm going to get a hold of God. I'm going to touch Him, touch the hem, like my wife said, touch the hem of His garment, or touch Him, and we're going to see miraculous miracles and things before our eyes. God wants it. Amen. He wants it more than we want it. But who is going to be the one in our church that's going to touch Him? Amen. Brother Vic.
And Brother Prime, thank you. Thank you, Sister Prime, and thank you, Brother Prime. This was tremendous. And the theme tonight was touching Jesus is all that matters. You heard it. Brother Prime said he and Sister Prime didn't even talk about it, but they coincided in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We're reaching out to the God of glory. A quote, I wrote that down as Brother Prime began. We are reaching out to the God of glory. We got to stop and think about that, church, as we get into prayer. We're not just here to put a little bit of prayer time in. No, we're reaching out to the God of glory, and He's here ready to listen to our praise, our petition. Praise God. We felt the Holy Ghost as Brother and Sister Prime ministered to us tonight, church, and Brother Prime mentioned touching Jesus. Well, we do that in prayer. And I want you to know that Brother Prime, he practices what he preaches. He is here at the church in prayer often, frequently, day in and day out. And I see it, church. And he's praying for you. He's praying for me. He's praying for many of us, for all of us. We need to take that same example, church. And if we want to learn how to touch Jesus, learn how to pray. Get into prayer. There's a special prayer. Well, I don't want to continue this devotion any longer. But listen, we just, once you get into it, when you start going deeper and deeper into it, you're not going to want to go back. Boy, why don't we just pray right now and thank the Lord for everything we've heard tonight. Lord Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
We thank We thank you for Brother Prime, Sister Prime, the examples that they are for them ministering to us tonight, Lord Jesus. Help us to capture that same spirit of prayer and devotion and dedication that they have, Lord God, because we want to go to that next level, to that deeper place in you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Well, church, we're feeling the anointing all over again. So as we hang up tonight, if you want to make a little time and pray in your prayer closet, in your living room, wherever you're at, please do so, because the Holy Ghost is moving right now. Praise God. Please join us tomorrow morning's special family devotion. You are not going to want to miss it. We are hearing a very special voice tomorrow morning. We'll see all of you then in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen.